This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to congratulate my LFG player of the game, my former teammate, an absolute stud for this Chiefs offense, Joe Tooney. Joe, what a great game by you guys on the interior, especially running the ball over 180 yards rushing. What's it feel like when you're getting those runs called by Coach Reed? He's got so much belief in you. What's the feelings of you guys up front when he keeps calling all those inside runs?
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it, but you know, as an offensive line, we always take pride in trying to run the ball, especially when the defense knows we're going to run the ball. And, you know, in those situations, it takes all 11 guys, you know, tight ends blocking, wide receivers blocking, running backs running hard, Pat making great calls. So it's a total team effort, and just couldn't be happier.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Mully out today. He's missing a big day for the Bears, and it was a big move in the past hour. As we told you in the last segment, the Bears have traded for left tackle Joe Tooney from the Kansas City Chiefs. He can play left guard. That was a Tom Brady stamp of approval on his podcast. Let's go, podcast. And let's go, Bears. They're on their way to revamping the offensive line. They're on their way back to respectability. That's where it all starts. Ryan Poles has got the memo. You build from the ball on out. Jonah Jackson yesterday, Joe Tooney today. If that's the way they line up next year in week one, then this is an offensive line that you've got to respect and is going to be a strength. This is a big move. Joe Tooney, what do you know about Joe Tooney? You know he's won the Super Bowl 4 times. You know that he has been with the Patriots, drafted there out of North Carolina State. The funny story about Joe Tooney, as you recall, is that he was so smart. He graduated 3 years from NC State, and he was an honor student at NC State. And I think as the story goes, at the NFL Combine, he skipped some questions because the Wunderlich test, he didn't want to come off as too smart. But as you heard him talking there to Tom Brady, he's a smart guy. And he's a great blocker. This is not a good offensive lineman in the NFL. This is a great offensive lineman. How much does he have left in the tank? Don't know. It's a worthwhile risk, if it's a risk at all. You just got better. This week, the Bears have improved. They have a legitimate left side of the line. Goodness sakes, this is exciting for Bears fans. 312-644-6767. Let's go to the phone lines, start to get some of your reaction. Don, our buddy on the west side. Don, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think it's great, man. I like the way they're not going after potential talent, but they're going out to fulfill talent now, you know, with the trades of players that's actually on the field and not sitting behind somebody with potential. You know,
Thanks a lot, Don. I appreciate the phone call. We lost your connection, but you're getting production over potential the way it should be. In 4 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs, Joe Tooney had 6 holding penalties. 6 holding penalties in 4 seasons. Oh, by the way, in 9 NFL seasons with the Chiefs and the Patriots, he's missed 2 games. Two games. This guy's durable. He shows up. He plays through injuries. He plays through pain. Tough guy. He's a tough guy's tough guy. There's nothing not to like here. According to Ian Rappaport, the Bears have given up a 2026 fourth-round pick Oh, well.
Big deal.
Shrug.
For a starter.
Those on Twitch can see me shrugging my shoulders.
Protect QB1.
Exactly. Come on, please. 68 sacks last year. Caleb Williams, nobody is going to be happier about this trade than Caleb Williams should be. About this week. About this offseason. It's shaping up very well, very quickly. We're not even a free agency yet. Drew Dahlman is probably calling his agent today. Let's call Chicago. Let's find out what they're offering. Because if you're a center, you would like to play on this line now. Suddenly, the Bears have become appealing. You want to play next to these guys. This is a big move for Ryan Poles and for Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson was responsible for Jonah Jackson. Probably Jonah Jackson was Ben Johnson's move. This is Ryan Poles's. Both, combination of both. But you got to give him credit because of the Chiefs' connection. Wait, why are you snickering?
No, it's just like, here's your Jonah Jackson, I'll raise you a Joe Tooney. It's almost like.
You think you're smart, Ben? I'm smart too.
Yeah. It's everybody's game at Hallis Hall is being stepped up thanks to the addition of Ben Johnson.
It's the academic updraft.
There you go.
They're locked at the hip.
They're locked at the hip. You go to school with smarter kids, you go in the classroom, and everybody's a little bit smarter. You raise the level of conversation, you raise the level of expectation. Pretty soon you're going to be raising the level of success. That's the idea. Back to the phone lines. Chris is in Little Italy. Chris, welcome to Moline Haw.
Good morning. I am happy with this. I am feeling hopeful, and I love the fact, as the previous caller mentioned, that they're getting out, that they're going out there and getting proven talent. Now, with this, it definitely, I think it just clears up a lot of questions heading into the draft. And again, I love the fact that they're getting proven talent. Now, if the White Sox could do that, life would be dandy for me. Thank you.
Chris, White Sox catch a stray. Wow. Who mentioned the Sox? Good point, though. Yeah, this is a good start. This is a good start to the offseason. They have other needs. But remember, about an hour ago when I was talking about the draft approach, what happens if they do fix their offensive line in free agency or via trade, then would you be more willing to entertain the idea of going after a different position at 10? Or maybe a running back in Ashton Jeanty? Keep an open mind. Not saying that's the direction they're going to go or should go, but just keep an open mind. Kevin is in McHenry. Kevin, welcome to the Score.
Hey, good morning, David. Kind of going off of that, I think this shows that Ben Johnson and maybe now Ryan Poles feel like it's easier and cheaper to get skilled guys through the draft. You look at what wide receivers signed for as free agents, it's absolutely insane. But you could get a running back or a wide receiver from the draft and possibly plug them right in and have them ready to go. Whereas linemen, maybe it takes a little bit longer for them to figure out what they're doing and the adjustment from college to the NFL.
It's an excellent point. It's worth remembering. And that's why you think that if you rebuild your offensive line with experience, you can get more inexperienced, younger skill position players in the draft, perhaps. 847 text is concerned about the health of... Okay, he says, I still don't buy it. A 32-year-old guard or tackle with a lot of mileage and another lineman coming off an injury. I'd still take an offensive lineman at 10. Remember, it's the Bears. David needs to relax. David's not going to relax. This is a good move. Let's go back to the phone lines and close out this segment with James. Good morning, James. Welcome to the Score.
Hey, how you doing? I'm excited they got these guys. That's good. I'm just, I hate to be the negative guy, but I hope there's nothing wrong with them. Good teams usually don't get rid of good linemen. Once you've got a good lineman, you like to keep them forever. That's all. But, hey, the Bears are doing something that's good. I just hope there's no issues with these guys because the last two guys last year didn't pan out really well.
Thanks. James, thanks for the phone call. Understand the caution. This is a salary move. I think the Chiefs decided to keep Trey Smith, and Tooney is due $16 million next year. It might be a cap issue. He comes to the Bears, due $16 million next year. The Bears can fit under their cap. The Chiefs are going to have trouble. We'll continue to talk about this. 312-644-6767. Your reaction to the Joe Tooney trade to the Bears? Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.